This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pushed back against harsh criticism of the Biden administration's handling of the military withdrawal from Afghanistan in a sometimes contentious hearing on Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Blinken sought to blunt complaints from angry GOP as well as some Democratic lawmakers about the administration's response to the quick collapse of the Afghan government, and more specifically, the State Department's actions to evacuate Americans and others from Afghanistan. Blinken echoed White House talking points, blaming the Trump administration for the situation that President Joe Biden inherited in Afghanistan. The United Nations drummed up more than $1.2 billion in emergency pledges for helping 11 million Afghans facing an escalating humanitarian crisis in their homeland and millions more elsewhere in the region. The pledges at Monday's first high-level conference on Afghanistan since the Taliban took power a month ago were announced as the UN human rights chief voiced concerns about the Taliban's first steps in establishing power in the country. Western governments, traditional donors, and others announced pledges beyond the $606 million the UN emergency appeal was seeking. Syrian state TV says Russia's Vladimir Putin and Syria's Bashar al-Assad held talks and Moscow on the cooperation between their armies and how to continue operations to gain control of rebel-held areas. Monday's meeting between the two presidents is the first since they held a summit in the Syrian capital of Damascus in January last year. Russia joined Syria's 10-year conflict in September 2015, tipping the balance of power in favor of Assad. This is VOA News. Senior diplomats from Japan, the United States, and South Korea say they are still willing to hold talks with North Korea over its missile and nuclear development, a day after Pyongyang announced it successfully tested new long-range cruise missiles. The three-way meeting, a Tuesday in Tokyo, includes the U.S. Special Representative for North Korea policy, Sung Kim, and his Japanese and South Korean counterparts. Kim called on North Korea to respond positively to the multiple offers to meet without preconditions. North Korea says it needs its armament program and nuclear weapons in order to deter what it claims is hostility from Washington and Seoul. An international group of scientists is arguing the average person does not need a COVID-19 booster yet, an opinion that highlights the intense scientific divide over the question. Two of those scientists are our top U.S. vaccine regulators, raising questions about whether White House plans for booster doses are getting ahead of the government's own experts. The group analyzed a long list of worldwide studies and concluded the shots still work well despite the extra contagious Delta variant. Their opinion piece was published Monday in The Lancet. Pope Francis is heading to the far east of Slovakia to meet with the country's Roma people. Francis's visit to the Lunik 9 settlement is a gesture of inclusion for the most socially excluded minority group in Slovakia, who have long suffered discrimination, marginalization, and poverty. The visit is one of the highlights of his four-day pilgrimage to Hungary and Slovakia. Lunik 9 is the biggest of about 600 shabby segregated settlements, where the poorest 20% of Slovakia's 400,000 Roma live. Most lack basics such as running water or sewage systems, gas or electricity. The National Hurricane Center in Miami now says that Hurricane Nicholas has made landfall along the Texas coast, bringing a threat of up to 20 inches of rain to parts of the Gulf Coast. The Hurricane Center says the storm touched down on the eastern part of Pinson Peninsula, about 10 miles west-southwest of Texas, the Sargent Beach, Texas, with maximum winds of 75 miles per hour. Nicholas was the 14th named storm of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season. The biggest unknown about Nicholas was how much rainfall it would produce in Texas, especially around flood-prone Houston. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, mama.
Africa, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc with some beautiful music from the continent. Starting off today from Zimbabwe, Icon Mani in Ndombolo. And right after that, go sleep beautiful music by Kubazi from Liberia. But Ndombolo is coming up right now. Icon Mani from Zimbabwe.
Come on. African beats.
By Kobazi of Liberia, and right before that was Ndombolo by Icon Mani of Zimbabwe. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Stay close, I'll be right back with more music.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Vandy.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. Beautiful time, wonderful people. Africa, you reign, because the best music comes from Africa. Ohima is the next track that I'm going to play. This one is done by Sa Prince from Ghana in the Akan language, and this is Queen. Ohima means queen, and this is going to be for all the beautiful African queens out there. This is dedicated to you. And right after that, If the Children Cry by the great Papa Wemba, the legend, gone but not forgotten, from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now let's take Ohima, the Queen, by Sa Prince of Ghana.
Spirit music. Yeah. Africa,
If the Children Cry, Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and before that, Ohema, Queen by Saprins of Ghana. The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy right here in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Now for some messages. Hi, David Vandy. You are blasting my head with your superb choice of music. Feeling heaven on earth in my room right now from Sabolawi, Abu Zaria, Kaduna State in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Sabo, and keep enjoying yourself. And another message from Ta Ukum of Nigeria, and he simply writes, you are doing a good job, David. Keep it up. Well, thanks to all of you. Then let's go back to music. And now we introduce Gile from Sierra Leone, and she calls this one Mahi, which simply means king. And right after that, Good Life, the sound of Naomi Achu from Cameroon, the Queen of Bamenda. But Mahi is the next track right now by Gile of Sierra Leone.
Yeah. African Beats.
By Naomi Achu of Cameroon, and before that, Mahie by Gile of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Stay tuned, I'll be back, and we're gonna continue with more beautiful sounds from Africa.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
You love the African Beat, we love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about a show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us here in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Sir, I appreciate your program so much. The African Beat on the Voice of America. My name is Lamin Kaloko from Sierra Leone. I want you to play a nice piece of music for me and all African Beat listeners. Well, Lamin Kaloko, if you're listening, something really good is going to come for you. And so, let's go 15 minutes non-stop with some Sukus Attack. And you remember the days when we used to dance to non-stop music. We call it endurance. And so, I want you to enjoy this one. Sukus Attack by Suku Stars. Right there. Let's go. Message says, hello David, my name is Rabo Jiraye, a listener of your African Beat program from Adamawa State in Nigeria. I am enjoying your show. Thank you so much. Suku Stars doing Suku's Attack. Beautiful music non-stop. And with that, I'm sure you're sweating right now. The African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy and I'll be back.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
It's party time, it's party time, it's party time, and it's boogie time. It's party time, it's party time, it's party time, and it's boogie time. Easy dancing, yeah. Get that feeling, yeah. Come dance with me, yeah. Shake your body.
Esther Michael, you're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back, and more music from the continent. Nova Romance by African Zay of Mozambique is coming up, and right after that, Sexy Rose by Flavor of Nigeria. We'll be right back.
Nessa nova relação, nessa nova paixão, vou te levar ao infinito desse amor. Vou te beijar como se nunca já tivera te beijado. Nessa nova relação, nessa nova paixão.
Nova Romance by African Zay of Mozambique.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Now here is this message coming from a regular listener to the African Beats right on the Atlantic Ocean in West Africa. And that is Jebe Taufik, Master MV for Vision 3. And he says, "Hello, David, how are things going? I want you to play a nice piece of music for the listening crew on board my vessel here at sea in West Africa. We want you to play something really good from Tanzania. We love African beats and we don't miss it at 2000 hours GMT on our SSB radio. Keep the African beat moving. We are proud to be Africans. Love from Jebe Taufik, Master MV for Vision 3. Thank you so much. Well, to all of you out there, let's enjoy something really good from Tanzania's Diamond Platinum, and this is Nana. Enjoy it, and you keep listening to the African beat all the time.
Baby,
And with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to send in those messages right to me on africanbeat@voanews.com. Till we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
That never grows weary. So let us be united as the children of Mother Africa.
The voice of the children echoing the hills, proclaiming us a future in the land. The sun, all the tears of the mother will be gone. As children will be singing songs of joy in the valley.
Remember.